Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm Jackie, your friendly finance enthusiast, and with me is the ever-brilliant Kira. How are you doing today, Kira?
Hi, Jackie. I'm doing great. Excited to dive into the latest earnings call from PDD Holdings. There's a lot to unpack here, especially for our casual investor listeners.
Absolutely. So let's set the stage. PDD Holdings just had their second quarter 2024 earnings conference, and boy, was it packed with information. They had their chairman and co-CEO, Mr. Chen Lei, and their executive director and co-CEO, Mr. Zhao Jia Chen, along with their VP of finance, Ms. Liu Jing, all sharing insights.
Yes, and they covered a lot of ground, from their financial performance to their strategic focus, and even their plans for the future. But let's start with the basics. Jackie, what stood out to you the most?
Well, Kira, the first thing that caught my attention was their revenue. They reported a whopping RMB 97 billion in total revenues for the quarter, which is an 86% increase year on year. That's huge.
Indeed, it's impressive. But it's important to note that they also mentioned some challenges ahead. Mr. Chen Lei talked about changing consumer demand, intensifying competition, and global uncertainties. These factors are expected to impact their profitability moving forward.
Right, and they were very transparent about it. Chen Lei said, "As we enter a new investment phase, I would like to make it clear to our investors that our profits will gradually trend down starting in Q3, and there will be fluctuations or rebounds in the short term." So they're preparing their investors for a bumpy ride.
Exactly. And this is where their strategy comes into play. They are focusing on high-quality development, which means investing in their platform ecosystem, improving supply chain efficiencies, and supporting high-quality merchants. It's a long-term play.
And speaking of merchants, they have some interesting initiatives. For example, they are offering significant transaction fee reductions to high-quality merchants. With an initial target of RMB 10 billion in the first year, that's a big incentive for merchants to join their platform.
Yes, and they're also focusing on removing low-quality merchants to create a fair and transparent business environment. It's all about building a sustainable ecosystem.
And let's not forget their global business. They mentioned that their operations are increasingly affected by non-business factors and intense competition, but they remain committed to their vision of allowing more consumers worldwide to enjoy the benefits of the digital economy.
That's right. They are navigating a complex environment, but they are focusing on their core strengths like supply chain, customer services, and compliance to meet global consumer expectations.
So, Kira, what do you think casual investors should take away from this earnings call?
I think the key takeaway is that PDD Holdings is in a transition phase. They are investing heavily in their platform's long-term health, which means short-term profitability might take a hit. But if they succeed, it could lead to sustainable growth in the future.
Well said, Kira. It's all about the long game. And for our listeners, it's important to keep an eye on how these investments play out over the next few quarters.
Absolutely. And with that, let's take a short break to hear about our sponsor, Zeed. You know, if you're really enjoying all the market insights and investing knowledge bombs I'm dropping on this podcast, wait until you check out Zeed AI. It's this killer app that puts an entire world of finance education, video content from elite fund managers, and personalized AI-driven portfolio analytics right in your pocket. Zeed is available for download on iOS and Android. So after this episode, go get it and take your investing game to the next level.
All right, we're back. Now, let's dive deeper into some of the more intriguing aspects of PDD Holdings' earnings call. Kira, what caught your attention next?
One thing that stood out to me was their focus on agricultural initiatives. They mentioned their agricultural co-op initiatives and how they're helping local growers bring seasonal foods directly to people's homes. This not only supports local agriculture, but also promotes local brands.
Yes, and they even have competitions like the Smart Agricultural Competition and the Pinduoduo Academy Growing Competition. It's like the Olympics for agriculture, but seriously, it's a smart move. By investing in agriculture, they're strengthening their supply chain and supporting local economies.
Absolutely. And it's not just about agriculture. They are also supporting small and medium-sized businesses in manufacturing. By using digital capabilities from their platform, these businesses can innovate and iterate their products more efficiently.
Right, and this ties back to their high-quality development strategy. They want to create a robust ecosystem where high-quality merchants can thrive. It's a win-win situation for both the merchants and the consumers.
Speaking of consumers, they mentioned that consumer preferences are becoming more diverse. On one hand, people are leaning towards experience-based consumption, and on the other hand, there's a growing emphasis on rational consumption. Consumers are making more thoughtful decisions to balance quality and value.
And PDD Holdings is responding to this by collaborating with high-quality brands to create customized products. This approach not only helps new brands succeed, but also revives established ones. It's like giving a second life to these brands.
Exactly. And let's not forget their efforts in improving the supply chain. They are investing in supply chain efficiencies, which is crucial for their high-quality development. This will help them meet the diverse needs of their consumers more effectively.
And they are not shying away from the challenges. They acknowledge the intense competition in the e-commerce space and the uncertainties in the global environment. But they are committed to their long-term vision and are willing to make the necessary investments.
Yes, and this is where their financial strategy comes into play. They are prepared for a decline in profitability in the short term as they invest in their platform's long-term health. It's a bold move, but it shows their commitment to sustainable growth.
And for our casual investors, this is a crucial point. Investing in a company like PDD Holdings means understanding that there will be ups and downs. But if they succeed in their high-quality development strategy, it could lead to significant long-term gains.
Exactly. It's all about the bigger picture. And speaking of the bigger picture, let's talk about their global business. They mentioned that their operations are increasingly affected by non-business factors and intense competition, but they remain committed to their vision of allowing more consumers worldwide to enjoy the benefits of the digital economy.
Yes, and they are focusing on their core strengths like supply chain, customer services, and compliance to meet global consumer expectations. It's a challenging environment, but they are navigating it with a clear strategy.
And this brings us to their financial performance. They reported a significant increase in revenues, but they also mentioned that their profitability will trend down as they invest in their platform. It's a delicate balance, but they seem committed to making it work.
And they were very transparent about it. They want their investors to understand that the profit growth in the past few quarters should not be used as long-term guidance. It's all about the long-term health of the platform.
Exactly. And for our listeners, it's important to keep an eye on how these investments play out over the next few quarters. It's a dynamic situation, and staying informed is key.
Well, Kara, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. PDD Holdings is making some bold moves, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds.
Absolutely, Jackie. And for our listeners, remember to do your own research and consider the long-term potential of your investments. Thanks for tuning in to Exposed Earnings. Until next time, happy investing.
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.